Are you about to launch a WordPress site? Make sure you have everything ready to go, including design, SEO, and security, with WP Engine's ultimate pre-launch checklist for WordPress sites. Download it free at wpengine.com/pre. That's wpengine.com/pre. This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cataby. One of the more subtle underlying themes of this show is that you should invest in yourself. And there's a lot of noise out there, you'll hear from others, who want you to spend your money in ways that will benefit them. And ultimately, you have to be mindful in your decisions so that you're sure you're really investing in yourself. And I'll be talking about this a bit more in my conversation next week with James Altucher.
You want to make the decisions that are more inclined to allow for future freedom. You want to bet on your freedom, not on your slavery.
Look out for that episode to drop next Tuesday. I'm going to release it slightly early so it doesn't interfere with the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. For now, I want to share my own story of choosing myself. This is about the time that I almost went to business school. What I decided to do next defined the course of my career. When you're billing your clients, the last thing you want to waste your time and mental energy on is creating invoices. FreshBooks customers get paid an average of 5 days faster. Get your free 30-day trial at cataby.net/FreshBooks. My $40,000 DIY MBA. How I chose myself. 9 years ago, I considered going to business school. But I made a calculation that made me decide to do otherwise. I considered going to business school because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I saw my roommate go through the process of applying for schools, and since I was newly unemployed, I figured it could be a good next step. The idea of learning all the elements of business one by one was appealing. I looked at my Ameritrade account, and I had about $130,000 in stocks. I felt very lucky. I didn't have any debt, and I had bought Google and Apple sometime around 2004. I still don't know what a good business school costs, but I figured it would cost me all of my money plus 2 years of my life. Three if you count a year of applying to schools. I also figured that business school would be a great idea if I wanted to work up the ranks at Procter & Gamble or be a consultant. I knew I didn't want to do that, though. I thought back to the reason I had this nice financial padding in the first place. In 2002, when I was living in my hometown of Omaha, Nebraska, everyone was house crazy. My boss would come up to my desk every day and say, "So when are you going to buy a house?" My friends would parrot, "It's the best investment you could make." That didn't make any sense to me. I was 23 years old and living in a town I wanted to get out of. The best investment, I figured, was in myself. So with my $13.50 per hour wages, I ate 80-cent banquet frozen dinners every day, maxed out my 401k, and invested the rest of my money in stocks. I figured they were more liquid and portable than a house. I had the luxury of this decision because I had decided to invest in myself, so I doubled down. I sold $40,000 worth of stock and gave myself a year to just learn whatever I was curious about and build whatever business interested me. I figured I'd learn more building a business and failing for a year than I would spending all of my money and having my hand held for 2 years. For good measure, I bought the 10-day MBA, which gave me a nice overview of what I was missing. I also started a brunch series in which a select group of friends invited entrepreneurs to brunch. We had brunch with people like Sam Altman and Andrew Mason. I've been self-employed ever since. Monetarily, was it the best investment I could have made? If I had been interested in working at P&G, I doubt it. But in terms of freedom to follow my curiosities and carve my own path, yes, 1,000 times. Business school may be the right choice for you, or it may not. Just be sure you're doing it for the right reasons and not because it's what everyone else is doing. There are other options. Choose yourself. Your designer has been lying to you. Design doesn't have to be a mystery. Get $100 off any pay upfront package of my flagship visual design course, D4H Video. Just go to cataby.net/video and use the code LOVEIT on any pay upfront package. I hope you enjoyed that perspective and it helps you see your own decisions more clearly. That post originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me on Medium by visiting cataby.net/medium. For more on investing in yourself, check out Adrian Holovaty, creator of Django, Every Block, and Sound Slice on episode 2. After a not-so-pleasant experience with a funded company, he decided to retain ownership of his next company. And if you appreciate all the work that goes into making this show, there are a couple of ways you can help support it. One is to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button. Another is to rate the show on iTunes. Just go to kadavy.net/iTunes and click on write a review and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple of seconds. And do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to kadavy.net/reading, sign up, and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for the show is More Streets, performed by Spiderflower. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.